Thank you. Thank you, everyone. So I'd first like to obviously acknowledge country, acknowledge the owners of the land, the Whadjuk people, and their elders past, present and emerging, and just how pleased I am to be back on Derby Yerrigan. Okay, so what I'm going to be talking about, actually, first of all, yep, is POSQL, value and quality of life among people with HIV. What I'm going to be talking about is the POSQL scale, which many of you will be familiar with. So it's particularly about looking at a way of trying to see if we're achieving all those goals that all the past speakers have spoken about. Are we actually getting progress, and who are we leaving behind? On that basis, I'd like to particularly thank people with HIV and their role in research throughout the epidemic, not just with this study, and acknowledging that this whole study and the work that I do builds on the participation of people with HIV in research throughout the epidemic. So many have seen that aspect of the 390s and so the fourth 90 being quality of life and so forth. What I'd like to reiterate is the points that were made previously is I actually find that framing somewhat challenging. The reality is good quality of life underpins every aspect of those. We won't actually get to the fourth 90 unless we're achieving quality of life in the first 90. So in that sense, it brings us to this idea of POSQL. Now, I'm not going to go through a whole lot of details about how we developed the scale. Today's actually going to be a bit more on the implementation trial we did and how it actually worked within practice. But I suppose a couple of key points. The idea came very much from community, from clinical, from industry, and from research. There was a kind of a convergence of a whole lot of things. So we pulled resources, pulled it all together, including some money from Vive Healthcare, to get a project happening. The starting point to develop a nice scale, so a small list of questions, was basically they said, Graham, it has to fit on that. Okay? So your questions, that's our starting point. Yes, they'd seen some of the other surveys I've done. So that was our starting point. That was the aspect. And really what it was about is we needed a short scale that was also valid, reliable and so forth, that could actually give some insight into quality of life and the changes our programs are trying to achieve. It also had very, very deep involvement of people with HIV and peer organisations throughout the whole project. So what we actually came up with is this. These are 13 items. I promised them we'd only have 12, so there's 13. But what I suppose I want to emphasise, those that might be less familiar, so it was a whole deep process. On our website is all the details of how we developed it. But what's important is to recognise that these questions, we're not suggesting POSQL questions encapsulate everything to do with quality of life. What they do is predict people's responses to much, much larger scales. So the POSQL scale was developed alongside and correlates with a whole range of much larger quality of life scales, those that are specifically for people with HIV, as well as general community quality of life scales. And these were the 13 items that most correlated and sort of held together that gives a good prediction of much more nuanced, larger questions around quality of life. So what we then did was, great, we've developed this, it was very reliable, it's validated, it's got good concordant validity and reliability and so forth, but we actually need to see if it would actually work in practice. So what we did was an implementation trial where really what we wanted to look at was the usability and acceptability. Okay, so despite this being valid and so forth, did the organisations and did the clients think it was actually useful and did they believe in it? And was it actually able to be used in practice? And also to assess how sensitive it was. And what I mean by that is how well did POSQL pick up changes in quality of life over time? So we included a range of clinical, peer programs, community and welfare services, including Alfred, Bobby Goldsmith Foundation, QPP, and I think a number of others that are here as well. POSQL was used in evaluating programs, but was also used in clinical care, engaging with patients, engaging with clients, and so forth. So, what did we do? The feedback we had primarily around the usability, so this is the more sort of qualitative feedback, certainly the benefits that were coming through was that it supported understanding of client group accessing the program. So the program's got a better sense of where their client group was at in terms of quality of life and so forth. Influence communication on topics discussed with clients. So for some of the clinicians and also some of the other programs and peer navigators found that it opened up a range of questions. And what I think is particularly important with POSQL in that context is it has the opportunity to provide a more informative, real answer to the question, how are you going? Because the usual response to how are you going is fine. And what we generally were finding with aspects of this in some of the programs, it was opening up a much more nuanced sort of conversation. The other bit was also identifying the actual impact of programs. And that was particularly important in the peer-based programs, where it's very difficult for peer programs to actually demonstrate that more nuanced impact they're having in the lives of people with HIV. But there are significant challenges, as we do with anything that we come up with and then try it in the real world. Time was particularly important, and it was kind of a time logistical mix of when does someone actually complete it, and in particular, the results. So a good example would be in a clinical setting, even if the participant had completed it, raises a whole range of issues, and you've got 4.5 minutes left of the appointment. Okay, so it's not so much the, you know, broad time, but it's the real practical aspect of how does our health systems and services able to actually not only measure quality of life, but we need to actually, the real purpose is not the measurement, the real purpose is about the time and resources to engage around it. Unsurprisingly, the capacity and readiness of the organisations, so of the different services, those that had systems set up to collect data from patients found it reasonably easy to incorporate POSQL. Those organisations that did not have systems set up found it more difficult. I know we need to do a whole study to find that out. and the other problem was it was English only at that time. Whoops, and I've just gone back, sorry, back a bit. Please go back. Yep. So there's a number of suggestions that come out that we are working on. At the core, it was that POSQL was, the questions themselves seemed to resonate, it was small, it was easy to use in that sense. The real challenge is of how do we actually incorporate that into real practice around digital solutions, enhancing the implementation kit. Who would have thought an implementation kit written by a bunch of researchers wasn't great? So, the other bit that's really important that I'm quite excited around was in the terms of the actual results. So this is where we looked at the results from clients. In the sense of the implementation trials, this is where we're trying to pick up the sensitivity. Now, this data comes is only from the peer and community organisations, not the clinical services. So what we found was, with a great sigh of relief, is across those terms, we did see significant, the POSQL was able to pick up significant, statistically significant changes in quality of life over a 2 to 3 month period amongst clients that were participating effectively in an intervention. What was even more exciting was in the sense of the nuance. Now, I haven't put all the domains here, but what we found is, for example, the newly diagnosed HIV workshops were particularly around social engagement, reducing health concerns. They were the domains that had the largest changes. So the changes in the sense of the domains of POSQL were aligning with the actual objectives of the programs. So that was a big sigh of relief. So in that sense, I'm going quick. Current developments for POSQL at the moment. So we are confident, as a whole group, we are confident POSQL does work. It does pick up some of the nuance of the changes in quality of life, and it does provide kind of a prediction of the obviously the far, far more complex idea of quality of life than what's encapsulated into those 13 questions. It's a predictor, if you think of it that way. What's been really exciting is it has been incorporated into some of the clinical services, but still logistical. It's basically being used in pretty much all PHIV peer organisations and in a number of community services and so forth, such as Bobby Goldsmith and so on. It is now being incorporated into HIV Futures. So what that means is we have national data using POSQL that we can actually compare services to. So we can actually see how is that, for example, a services client group compared to the national survey of people with HIV. It is also now the quality of life indicator for the national strategy. On an international basis, the implementation kit and resources are being refined. We do have a website in development. It's a fairly quick one that we've put together. We're hoping to enhance it more, but all the resources are available on the website. And it has now been translated, actually now, into 15 languages. Thanks very much from generosity with Vive Healthcare and some other programs. And all the details about those languages are available on the website. I suppose the part I'd like to close on is, if we're going to achieve long-term quality, like basic quality of life amongst the diversity of people living with HIV, and particularly amongst people with HIV living long-term with HIV, then we're going to need to actually track how we're going. That means doing a lot of changes in our programs to meet all of those needs. We need some way to see if that's actually working. And it's important to recognise that quality of life is both an input and an outcome. And what I mean by that is input in the sense of it's actually about guiding peer support plans, care plans and so forth. It's about data to use to support someone. It's not just an outcome of a program or of the strategies that we're putting in place. Recognising always that achieving undetectable viral load will not in itself increase someone's quality of life. But obviously very poor health has a direct impact on quality of life. So to guide this, we're going to need an ongoing continuing partnership with PHIV around to guide the policies and services, but also ways of actually identifying how we measure that and guide it within day-to-day practice, not just in large social research studies. And we feel POSQOL may be able to make a contribution to that. That's the website with my disclaimer that it's temporary and it's getting together. And thank you to all of the organisations and colleagues and the people with HIV that were generous enough for us to be able to access data. Thank you.